It's time for JT the Brick.
Make me a shirt that says, the Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. We're 8-0 against them. We've been blowing out the donkeys 8 in a row. I repeat, 8 in a row, 4 seasons of firing their coaches. They got fired, Nathaniel Hackett, because they lost to the Raiders. By the way, that's true. They can't handle losing to the Raiders. You can't beat the Raiders, you're fired. And that goes for you, Sean Payton.
JT the Brick.
I'll say this now, and you can clip it and put it on another show. The Las Vegas Raiders need to win 3 out of 4 games combined against the Chargers and Denver. Does that make sense? The second best roster is the Raiders. By a long shot over Denver, I'm fighting off the donkey fans that think they have the greatest coach.
Sean Payton sat on that couch for a year. Must have had 1 lunch and 2 dinners, and now everybody in the Fox lot's a fan of Sean Payton.
The Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders.
By the way, that's true.
And now...
then that goes for you, Sean Payton.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT, where are you? Let's go. It's the last show of the summer. How about that for a title? The last show of the summer and summertime radio. Welcome into the flagship of the Silver and Black, Raider Nation Radio, and everybody else who's listening to this show. We just don't want Raider fans. We love the Raider Nation. We pull for them, but we want everybody on the YouTube stream. We want everybody jumping in. We want everybody to listen to sports and talk sports every day. And I count on you for being there, for show ideas, for discussion, for debate, to crack heads with me, to agree, disagree, whatever it is. We want to hear from everybody. And again, it's the last show of the summer. As I often say, doing sports radio is pretty easy if you do it right. We like to do it right, and it's not for everybody. We're more of a traditional, hardcore sports show. Let me repeat that again. It's very important because you're seeing a lot of things on TV and radio now, simulcast, YouTube, whatever you watch. A lot of people now, I got into radio in 96. It's now 2024. I've never evolved in a good way. I talk sports. Never wanted to do comedy, chicken fingers, where to get no Wi-Fi, this, that. Hey, let's talk about my aunt that you never met. Let's talk about my cousin that you never met. Let's talk about this or that. I don't do any of that. I give you a movie review for the Oscars once a year. Maybe a slight poll question 3 times a year. I'm a hardcore sports guy. That's it. That's all I've ever been. And that's what I'm able to do here still. I don't have 3 guys, 4 talking heads trying to be funny. I don't have writers, comedians, and I don't have a teleprompter. It's pure hardcore sports talk, and I think it's worked well. And I better think it works well because I'm doing it. And if I thought I had to change it, I would change it. So someday, I'm going to get to the finish line, and I'm going to have 3 other guys talking, and I'll be the 4th guy, and I'll just wave from my beach house, and I'll be used in some capacity. For now, I will guide the Raider Nation. I will guide the Raider Nation like a captain on a ship through the storms, and I'll try to get us to the other side. I'll try to get us to port. I'll try to get us to where we need to be. I'm going to try, and you can't criticize me for trying. Now, you might say, well, he's a bit of a homer, this or that. You're right, I am. Whatever you think, who cares? I want to win every game. I want to win every game. I want to go undefeated. I know this year this team will not go undefeated. Won't happen. Okay, I don't know how many they're going to win. I know they won 8 games last year, and you want to talk about a storm and a boat. I mean, the boat capsized. The GM and the head coach got let go. The quarterback was benched and couldn't play at the end of the year. Let that sink in again. The coach got fired with some other coaches. The general manager got let go. And the quarterback, who they gave all the money to as he was hurt, ends up coming in, and he can't hold on to his job. They won 8 games with that. They didn't want 2 or 3. They didn't want 4 or 5, right? Like Denver and the Chargers. With all of that adversity, that hurricane they sailed into, they got 8 wins. I gave them 9 with the Minnesota game. They should have won the Minnesota game. That would have been 9. And they were on the door going into Gardner Minshew and Indy to get to the playoffs. With all of that uncertainty, adversity, chaos, the Raiders did a pretty good job entertaining you, putting on a good show, winning games, staying in the hunt, sweeping the New York teams. Well, not Buffalo, but we the Jets and the Giants. You know, the franchise record against the Chargers and clearly beating Kansas City. The last team to beat Kansas City was the Las Vegas Raiders. And the team didn't make the playoffs. So I'm looking at them. I know they're better than last year. They are. Gardner Minshew, I think at this age and his health, is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. But I like Jimmy. I'm not going to backtrack. I like Jimmy. I thought Jimmy, if healthy, was a pretty good player. But I like Gardner, too. I know we got Brock Bowers. We'll hear about that in a moment. And then Max is better, and Devontae's in the prime of his career. They had a pretty good draft. I thought the draft was really good with Jackson Powers Johnson. He's getting close to ready to play and everything that. So I think they're a better team. But I spend most of the summer talking about this disrespect, disrespect, disrespect. Today I am here to announce on the flagship of the Raiders, I am now done with the disrespect card. I played that card as long as you can play that card. You know, it's like a one-hit wonder. I'm not a one-hit wonder. I got a few songs in the top 10. But I played that card really hard all summer long. Oh, they're not talking about us. NFL Live won't mention us. Oh, my God, they're talking about Bo Nix. Man, it got me through the summer along with the top 10 games. It got me through another summer of summertime radio. So I can't play the disrespect card. But what I can do is I can push the Charger game week one really heavy. And we're going to do that starting Tuesday. I thought we were working on Monday. We're off on Monday. Building's closed. I'm like, wait a second. Building's closed. I'm going to do my other show on Sirius XM from Wynn Monday night. But we are off because everybody who works here deserves the holiday off. It's a holiday. Labor Day. Everybody deserves a day off. So we'll start on Tuesday with our elite insiders. My interview with Coach Antonio Pierce, I believe, on Wednesday. And we'll go through everything. And we will fire everybody up. We will be out of our mind. And I am going all in. You know, like the World Series of Poker. You know, the World Series of Poker, you want to play smart. You want to get through this table. You want to get another day. Not me. I'm going all in. I'm going all in for the first game. If the Raiders don't beat the Chargers, I'm going to take a beating. But fortunately, it's not going to be a bad beating. They're Charger fans. How bad can the beating be? But I'm assuming the Raiders are going to win that game in Los Angeles. And that will be what I do next week. And we're going to go pretty crazy with all of that. So that's the plan. The plan is we're all in, and this is the last show of the summer. Thanks to Bobby, who puts all the shows together, and it got me through the summer here. We were in Costa Mesa for a lot of shows. Thanks to Q Myers, who set that all up. Thanks to all the guests we had this summer, everything we were able to do. We had a few remotes. I thought it was a pretty good summer, and I enjoyed it. Got a little bit of vacation here and there. And I'm gone tomorrow. I'm heading to San Diego for a couple of days. And I'll be back on Sunday for the USC-LSU game. We had John Cecenti in studio yesterday on that. And then we'll get going. And it's 6 days a week, which isn't crazy. It's 6 days a week, Sunday all the way to Friday, with some events on Saturday. And I love it. Wouldn't want to be in any other place than I am right now. I'm very grateful for you, our audience. Everybody who picked up our YouTube stream as we're starting YouTube with the Raiders pretty soon here with under 10, 14 days, we're going to do that. So if you get a chance, subscribe to our YouTube channel, JT the Brick YT. Let everybody know that that'll be the home. We're going to have some exclusive content, not only from the Raiders, but from some gambling services, some other things I'm doing. So we're stepping up with this. And then all of our proud partners who are with us, like La Casa Cigars, that's in the chat already, Modelo. I will have a bucket of Modelo's tonight in San Diego. I'll have a bucket of Modelo's waiting for me. And I want to thank PT's. They just had a big Jonathan Marchessault event last night at their Sierra Gold, which was a monster. Holy cow. I was talking to Ross Godovan over there, our partner, over at PT's and Golden Entertainment. Jonathan Marchessault, they had an appreciation night for him at Sierra Gold. PT's, they fuel the monologue. What a crowd. I turned on the late local news, you know, the Chris Matthews channel, 8 News Now, the Dana Wagner channel, News 3, ABC. Everybody was there covering that story. And Jonathan Marchessault, one of our greatest players, athletes in the history of Vegas. You can maybe put him on the Mount Rushmore. It'd be hard to do with Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and Marc-Andre Fleury, but he didn't win a cup here. But Jonathan Marchessault, winning the Conn Smythe and a cup, great job by our partners at Golden Entertainment. Fantastic. Really cool that they were able to do that. And for Jonathan Marchessault going to Nashville, I guess the Golden Knights don't play Nashville till the last game of the year. I think I heard that right, the last home game of the year. So that was a pretty big deal there. Hope it goes well for him. What a great player. Here's what we got today. We put this together. Lee Sterling will join us from Paramount Sports. He's going to pick, I believe, 3 or 4 games for free. That's Akita Lee. He's a professional handicapper with a winning track record. He's going to give us some big games, including LSU and how to get USC. That's coming up at 12:45. One of my favorite people on God's green earth, Mike Pritchard, the former NFL wide receiver, the national champion at Colorado. He's going to come in. And you know, the reason I want Mike to come in at 105 Pacific is a couple of years ago when Mike was here on our lineup, Mike did an hour with me or a half hour with me on Derek Carr. And it was one of the deepest dives I've ever heard on the radio. He talked about what Derek Carr didn't do right, how he didn't look off the safeties, how he did this wrong, whatever. And it was really engaging and good. And I said, Mike, can you come in today and do that about on Gardner Minshew? I wanted Mike to get on the record with Gardner Minshew on what he needs to do for the Raiders to win. And then we have America's favorite sports gambler, Bill Krakenberger. This is going to be fantastic. I'm already predicting that, like a blockbuster movie. 5 stars in advance, Crack Wins is going to come in and tell you the do's and don'ts of betting sports, especially football. Because right now there's a dirty little secret running around Vegas and all of the gambling world. You're seeing all these people on Twitter telling you, please subscribe to my tweets for the gambling season. And you'll know why. So this is really cool stuff, and I've heard this from multiple people. They know the problem with sports gambling, with football, if you don't follow the people and follow their bets week one, it's over. You can't start following a prognosticator week four. Unless someone, rare guy, comes in, you're reading on the internet, man, there's this guy who's picking NFL games and he's won 4 weeks in a row and he's at a 90% click. Then you go follow him. You follow him on Instagram, you follow him. So if these charlatans, some of them, don't get you to follow here in the next few days, then it's over. So you're going to see billboards and I'm the best handicapper and no, you got to sign up with me for $9.99 a month and all that. Bill Krakenberger is going to come in and tell you that's all bogus and what you should do if you want to win. So Crack Wins will join us a little bit later on. Quickly, last night I emceed the state of the team at the Raiders headquarters, which was something I'm really proud to do. And they asked me to do it every year. And this year we did it with three of the leaders of the organization on and off the field. The president, Sandra Douglas Morgan, the head coach, Antonio Pierce, and the GM, Tom Telesco. We did a one-hour Q&A. Most of it was, you know, me asking them questions. And they weren't hardballs. They weren't crazy hardballs. Important questions on the state of the team. Tom Telesco talked about the draft. Antonio Pierce talked about training camp. Sandra Douglas Morgan talked about the growth of Vegas and the economy. And we did that. And a lot of people saw it. It was a big download, and there were a lot of people in the room there, a lot of people that I knew. And we knocked that out. So we did that last night. So I had private moments with the three most important people. Let me take that back. They're not the three most important people. They believe the organization together is the most important. They all work together. And we had a good night last night. So I talked to Tom Telesco and about the draft, what he thought, what's going on with AP coming into this Charger game. So that was good. We're going to play some of that tomorrow. I'm going to have about 20 minutes of it, and they're going to put that into a television special here. They're doing that now for the Raiders, and you're going to see it on YouTube and all of that. But we'll get about 20 minutes to play for that on the radio tomorrow, which will be really good information. So that's where we stand. I'd like to hear from you. What I'd like for the phone calls today would be pretty simple. How do you wrap up the summer? I want to know, how do you wrap up the summer? How do you personally wrap up your summer? Do you get away? Do you get in a car? Do you go for one more trip? Do you do backyard work? Do you go to the lake? What do you do as a Raider fan? But other fans too, but we got a big Raider audience here. What do you Raider fans do to wrap up the summer and get ready? Living in Vegas, the summer doesn't end. Our weather gets better. Our weather in the summer sucks. We had more 115 days than we've ever had in the history of Las Vegas. I mean, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, everybody who lived here never had as many 115 days than we had. It was brutal. So now the weather gets nicer, so our summer stretches out into like October, November. It really does. It's an incredible place to live. But I don't know how you wrap up your summer. One last trip. Do you get one last trip with the family? Kids are back to school. As Bobby and I talked about it, that should be a federal law that school doesn't start till the Tuesday after Labor Day. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how we start school already. How you put these kids in school this time of year. How dare you do that? That is terrible. Bobby didn't do that in Boston. I didn't do that in New York. We started after Labor Day. They start early here, so maybe you can take a trip. And do you go to one of these Raider meccas? Do you get together with Raider fans? I know Thor and the barbecue group. I know Cisco and the Black Hole. They have get-togethers all the time. So we want to find out what you do. And have a nice, quiet summertime radio show so I could pop my head next week and go crazy on the Chargers and the Raiders and see what happens there. But last night was busy. Not stressful, but, you know, you got to be in the suit. Got to be in the suit last night. Got to be state of the team. Got to kind of be buttoned up a bit last night. So afterwards, a few Tito's. Couple of Tito's when I got home in the pool, got in the pool, didn't look at the pool, got in the pool, and wrapped it up there. And then my wife is packing now. I'm packed, and we're leaving right after the show, and we're going to go to San Diego. Bobby knows we're going to see Steve Miller, Journey, because we're friends with Journey, and Def Leppard, who I've seen many times. Quick Def Leppard story. Raiders playing in London. Dennis Allen and the Raiders playing in London at Wembley Stadium. So the Raiders asked me to be the sideline reporter for the game. And at that point, normally I wasn't doing that. I was doing the pre and post. But they said, oh, for this game, go do that. I go, I'd love to. So I got the headset on. I'm wired up. I got the pack on. I got the microphone. And I'm in the tunnel at Wembley Stadium, arguably the most important stadium in the world. And I'm there. And all of a sudden, I look 2 feet to my left, and it's Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard. I had no idea they were playing. I should have known that. I'm on the field. I look and I go, hey, Joe. He's like, hey. I go, I work for the Raiders. How you doing? Good. He goes, we're about to play. I go, are you kidding me? They walk out. They do some pour some sugar on me. Pyro everywhere. Pyro everywhere. I'm like, this is cool. I think they played two songs, whatever it was. So the Raiders open up the ball with the ball. And I'm tying this story in because right now, today, I tweeted out 10 years ago tonight, I did the game in Oakland, and I sent out the picture of me interviewing Dennis Allen at halftime. Dennis Allen was the coach in that game. So I believe, I don't have the box score in front of me, the Raiders open up on the first drive, Carr goes the length of the field, touchdown, 7-0. Oh, my God. Now, the Raiders were 0-3 at the time. They score on the opening drive. Come back, Dolphins score on every other drive after that. Blow the Raiders out. Blow the Raiders out of the water. One of the biggest beatdowns I remember in my tenureship with the Raiders. So we go back to the team hotel. There was supposed to be a party. No party. Everybody have your luggage ready in the morning. Have it downstairs. We're staying at the Grosvenor House at Hyde Park. Oh, my God. One of the nicest hotels I've ever spent. I spent a week there, right? We come down. We get on the plane. Plane lands, Dennis Allen walked off to the side, fired. Fired right there, right in front of me. Everybody looking, go, whoa, Dennis Allen and his wife gone. Then the late, great Tony Sperano took over the team, the legendary story, because I didn't leave till the next day. He took the football from that game and buried it. He actually buried it in the fields out behind Alameda and buried the football 0-4 and said, we're going to turn this season around. He did a good job. And Dennis Allen's still a head coach in this league, and he's a head coach in New Orleans at the time. So that was my Def Leppard story. Seen him a few other times, Bobby, but that was the memorable time there. I love the international game. I know some people don't like it. Some people, if you can't go, you can't afford it. I get it. But, man, the Raiders, after they built the Legion Stadium, man, they don't have to go on those trips anymore. One last thing, this college football game that's coming up on Sunday between LSU and USC is a monster. Talked to a couple of people about this off the record last night. Everybody's looking around in amazement going, oh, my God, this is massive, massive revenue to Las Vegas, Nevada on what's happening with this game. So it's sold out, could be standing room only. This is what Vegas does, just like a Canelo fight. Just like a playoff race in NASCAR, Dana White taking UFC from T-Mobile to the Sphere, right? All this stuff that we have here, this is going to be crazy. Unbelievable crazy if you're going on Sunday. So we'd like to hear from you. 702-365-9200 if you want to get in. Just want to know how you're going to wrap up your summer so I can thank you for being here with us for the summer. And thank you very much. I thought it was a good summer for us. New summer for us here on Raider Nation Radio. And Q's working behind the scenes with all of our bosses and other people to get the show, all the shows and the imaging tight as we hit the ground and have a good time. Thor in Summerlin, start us off on the flagship. What's going on?
JT, what's happening, my brother?
Good, Thor.
Well,
what's going on?
The summer is coming to an end, baby. Football season is around the corner, man. I can't wait. So every year, 25 out of the last 28 years, we hit Ribfest in Reno.
Wait a second. Ribfest in Reno? How have I never heard about Ribfest in Reno?
Oh,
what is this about?
Are you kidding me?
No, never heard of it.
Labor Day weekend has been there for it's the best. Like, the best in the world from all over the country come out. It's Wednesday till Labor Day, Monday. So me and my wife have gone. We missed 2 years because we were going. Because it's always the week before the football. We were going. It was Derek Carr's rookie year in New Orleans. We were going, so we were like, we can't really do both. Or no, not that wasn't Derek.
All right, I got it. But you, you gone every year.
We went to that one. So that and COVID are the only years we missed. And COVID was so that's what we do. And college football starts. And when you come back, you know you're on football week because the season is going to start.
Awesome.
Oh, my God, it's the best. If you're a rib guy, just all the food. They got, like, the corn out there. They dip in big baths of butter and all the food is incredible.
And the barbecue sauce must be amazing. The best of the best barbecue.
Yeah. Kinders is one of the teams I'm sure you from the Bay, you know Kinders.
Sure.
They're one of the teams out. But there's teams from Texas and all over that come out. It's great. You got to get out there next year, JT.
I will.
And there's a ton of Raider fans out there. A ton of Raider fans. Running the Raider fans from all over, Sacramento area, the Bay, all of it. So it's great. So.
All right, man.
Winding down, and football season is next week. Let's go. 10 days to go, baby. Let's go, JT.
Thank you, Thor. So there's Thor following the rules. What are you doing to wrap up the summer? He's going to this Rib Fest, Rib King thing up in Reno. That sounds pretty cool. Sounds like it's a food fest. You know, a gluttony of just ribs everywhere, barbecue ribs. Never been a big, big rib guy. Brisket I like. Barbecue I love. You got to be good. You got to have someone, Bobby, who's good if they're cooking ribs, man. It's got to be right. It's got to be right all the time, man. You cannot, if you got some rib guy inviting you over to your barbecue on Labor Day and I'm doing ribs, you know that guy or gal knows ribs. Not flipping burgers and dogs. If they tell you they're coming, you're coming over for ribs, you're going to get great ribs.
I completely disagree. Ooh. I will eat any old damn kind of ribs. I don't care who made them. I don't care what kind of flavor. Memphis, Kansas City, I don't care. Any old kind of ribs, just bring them on.
But you don't have a problem at the barbecue with the rib juice all over you and the sauce and the paper towels and you gotta step aside your shirt. You got a nice shirt on like I got today. My wife always says when I'm on the couch, take the shirt off, man. You're gonna ruin the shirt. It's kind of messy there, even though I love great ribs.
Okay, first of all, I never wear nice clothes when I know I'm gonna be eating ribs.
Concert shirts.
Number two, I know how to wash my face and hands. It's all good.
But
as far as that goes, there's just meat flying every I bring on the ribs. Just
bring on the ribs. I'm surprised we don't have a rib partner on this show. I'm surprised we do. We have everything on this show. I'm surprised we haven't found the rib guy or rib gal left to go. 702-365-9200 as we continue on. You know, the Raider players get time off in the summer, and the coaches get that time off in June before they get rolling here. Now it's full work time. So I don't know exactly what's happening. I know that, John Cecenti basically told us yesterday that Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are coming to Vegas for this football game. So I do believe that the players have a little bit of time off this weekend. I don't know exactly what the Raiders' schedule is, but this is the calm before the storm. And that's good for these players because a lot of the modern players now do not have much time off. They train year-round. The other national stories that I wanted to get to here quickly here before we come back, the Dak Prescott news is now heating up. A lot of people, he's making $29 million this year in the final year of his contract. That is a low, low number. He wants in the 60s. So everybody, not everybody, but a lot of the websites are connecting Dak to the Raiders. Because if the Raiders quarterbacks don't play well this year, if they don't, Dak's going to be the number one option, but he's going to cost a premium, a big premium to go get him. There's not a lot of free agent quarterbacks, everybody, going to be available next year. And I don't know a lot of Raider fans that want to start with a kid in the draft. Unless it's Shador, you know, Dion's kid or someone like that, and whatever happens there. Don't put me on the record with that one. But when it comes down to this, it'll be interesting to see, because the Niners, I want to just say this quickly. The 49ers, and John Lynch is a good guy. Known John Lynch a long time. He's a good guy. John Lynch is trying to put out a forest fire up in Santa Clara. Ayuk doesn't want to play, period. He wants to get traded. And they're asking for money. They're getting deals. And he's not happy with anything, the Niners or the deals. And then Trent Williams is just a mercenary. He wants more guaranteed money. And the Niners are going into their first game against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Who would have thought that the Jets would have lesser background noise than the Niners? We all thought the Jets were going to be a train wreck. Aaron Rodgers, you know, going out on retreats, going to Egypt, missing time with the team. No, everything's quiet. Everything's quiet with the Jets. Everything's loud with the 49ers. And then we get the Baltimore game coming up. So that's a week from today. Baltimore in Kansas City. Here's another fun topic for everybody out there, because we're not back till Tuesday. Who do you want to see win that game? Very important point. Most people would say Baltimore, so would I, because Kansas City's in the AFC West. But if Baltimore wins, are they going to overlook the Raiders for their home opener? Are they all going to be drunk, fat, and happy that they beat the Chiefs and have a letdown? Or if Kansas City wins, is Baltimore going to be a caged lion looking to come out of the cage for their home opener? Bingo. It's a good topic because we play them week two. But I don't want to get too far ahead of us. We're talking Chargers. The Charger game's the JT the Brick Super Bowl. I ain't shying away from it. A lot of people are still asleep from the summer, still on your boats, still hanging out in the backyard. I got to go, man. We got to go. We got to get out and beat the Chargers in L.A. Monologue brought to you by, of course, Modelo, the fighting spirit of Modelo. Jump on in with what they're doing. The Modelo Kickoff Classic. They were not the number one beer in America. They joined up with us, and they're the number one beer in America. Just joking. They're a brilliant beer. Love Modelo and the fighting spirit. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday. If you're going, give us a preview of that game. Summertime radio comes to an end in an hour and a half. Please join us today. Bradley's got time, fading back deeper, throws a dart over the middle of the field. What a catch by Keaton. He gets a one-handed grab. Ramel Keaton brings it in. Raiders are racing up here to try to get another play in. 38, 37. They spike it.
Yep.
Ramel Keaton reception. He made the team. Tyreek McAllister, I called his punt return. Bobby, see if you have that punt return. I want to hear that again. My dad liked that. The McAllister punt return touchdown, because I don't know if he makes the team or not if he doesn't score on this play. I'm dead serious. It came right down to the wire. There was some good wide receivers who were out there. He was fighting for the last spot along with Keaton. So on that punt return, proving he could play special teams, as I mentioned, he was the best at it in the Canadian Football League. That helped along the way. When you're a player trying to make a team in the NFL, not just the Raiders, and you have to make a play on special teams, you got to make a play on special teams to make the team. It's going to be critical if you're able to do that. So let's go back in the hot tub time machine from the last game.
He has an opportunity for a return here. The Raiders need to show on special teams, kickoff return and special teams here. He led the CFL in kickoff return average last season. That's a big deal in an entire league. He was the guy here. He'll field it at about the 19-yard line. Looks to cut left. There's a hole up the middle. And he's found
JT,
that hole.
JT,
and he's going to get out
JT.
The outside. He might take it all the way. Here he goes. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown. Las Vegas Raiders. What a play. That's the play we've been waiting for. A break in the play. McAllister takes it the distance. Touchdown into the win. Field club, and the Raiders are back in the game.
You called it, JT. You called it.
Lincoln said I called it. I technically didn't call it, but I did say that he was the best at doing it in college. Thanks to Mike Taylor, our spotter that night. 702-365-9200. Lee Sterling coming up in a little bit. So Antonio Pierce had his press conference from earlier today. Let's get to Brock Bowers, the situation with him. Is he getting healthy?
Yeah, I feel really good about that, to be honest. Just again, I'm going to go back to it. Protecting a young guy that, you know, sometimes you get in the league, you got to be smart. Sometimes you got to protect them from themselves. So that's all it is.
All right. That's all it is from the coach. I didn't ask him last night, state of the team, about Bowers. That wasn't the place to do it. He said it in the press conference today. He feels comfortable about him playing. Okay. We need Brock Bowers in this game. Got to get him going. There's a lot of time off. He hasn't been around at practice for a while now. He's got to get going. Need him to win that game. Period. Now you might say, well, he's a rookie. We can start that. No. Need Brock Bowers to win. I'm not going to backtrack on Brock Bowers. Hopefully the extra time off gets him ready to go. But Antonio Pierce basically told you, and he continues on with the mentality of this team, the physicality of the team coming off camp, the preseason games to be ready for the Chargers.
I think physically we're there. These guys had a lot, especially for our vets. They've had quite a few days off now. We've gotten after it the last 2 days. We had pads on yesterday, pretty good day in pads. We'll be smart because we're getting closer 10 days from game day. But I think physically we're pretty good. I think we'll be about as healthy as you could be for a team going to week one. Mentally, I think, you know, these guys are still highly motivated, doubted.
As healthy as a team could be heading into week one. Wow. That's a pretty bold statement from our head coach. I agree. One of the things I've been telling everybody is the Raiders are better than you think. And if they stay healthy, they could be really good. They're pretty healthy. Max, Devontae, knock on wood. They got to be healthy. This is a team this year that I think if starters go down, they're in big trouble. I don't say that often. I'll say it with this roster. This roster's got good players and some depth players, but overall the depth, I think, is not where it needs to be because Tom Telesco is evaluating this team. These are not his guys other than the draft class and the free agents. And Tom Telesco, there's not a lot of depth on this team. It's his job to build it, and I think he's the right guy to do it. I know he's trying to get it done. Antonio Pierce was asked this morning about his big picture on the upcoming season.
You know, Telesco, again, a lot of experience there. You've done the last 11-plus years at another organization. But I think just sitting there with him, you know, JoJo, Champ, and just kind of seeing the big picture things, not, you know, I always use the word Band-Aid, just not sitting there plugging things and just really looking at the growth and development of our team and doing what's best for the Raiders, not just now, but the immediate future, right? So we know that we got to, you know, it's a win.
Yeah, that's when we look at the immediate future and what's going to happen here, I think everybody feels good about this team. They do. That doesn't mean we can predict wins and losses. Coach says that a lot. We're not here to predict what's going to happen. The coach is not in the business of saying, you know, I think we're going to win 11 games. I like us winning 10. They don't do that. But he feels good about the team from being around him, and that's a good thing. Antonio Pierce earlier today on Gardner Minshew, who they chose as a starter.
Yeah, he's a football junkie. You know, we always talk about Max and Christian about being the first guys in the building, but he's not too far behind, and he stays late, and he's done a lot of things without a lot of hype and things that we talk about throughout the building that's starting to show up a little bit. And I think our team is really taking a notice of that, and obviously since we named him the starting quarterback, he's kind of taking on that role with our skill.
That's a very important comment there that he said about, you know, Gardner Minshew being a junkie and all that. I don't know if he is. I go back and tell the story about, I only have one big story with Rich Gannon with work, is when I used to travel up to Oakland and I have to get up in the morning to get the flight home after the game and I didn't get a hotel. And it was 2-3 in the morning and I'm waiting for a taxi for a 6 o'clock, a 5:45 flight. So I wanted to get to the airport about 3:34 and I'm sitting out there in the dark in Alameda, and Rich Gannon walks in. And the plane just landed a couple hours ago. Plane just landed from a trip, and everybody had gotten their cars and took off, and I tried to go upstairs and crash in a chair for a couple hours. Didn't work, and I'm leaving, and Rich Gannon's walking right in. Now, that's first one in, last to leave stuff. That's what Gannon was great at. I know that Max does that. I know Max is the guy that tries to beat everybody there. Max tries to beat everybody in a sprint. Max tries to beat everybody everywhere. I don't know Gardner Minshew that well. I only interviewed him twice. You know, he seems kind of fun, you know, fun and having a good time. So that's it on that. That's Antonio Pierce from earlier today. I'm sure Q, who was there, and everybody else, Vinny, we're talking about this. You'll hear more on our flagship. Coming up, Lee Sterling, who will join us every week, professional handicapper, been with me over 20 I won't say 25 years, but over 20. And I trust him because if he gets it right, we'll let him know. If he gets it wrong, he lets us know. And he has an actual track record that he posts at ParamountSports.com. He's going to give you games for free. Coming up next, if you're betting college football, don't miss out. Lee Sterling is on deck.
Well, it has to, you know, that's part of the evolution of NFL rosters is you kind of have to have that that young group kind of keep coming along and developing, you know, fully knowing that a lot of these guys aren't going to have big roles this year, but they may have a small role. And who knows, as we get later into the year, when we get past Halloween and get towards Thanksgiving, where they're not really rookies anymore and they may take on a bigger role. But it's really important, especially in a salary cap world, to have a, you know, to have a good base of young players coming up through your system. This is just a starting point, you know, for this year's group of whatever it is, you said 9 or 10. It's just a starting point of where they are, not close to where the end point is, but this is where we are right now.
Turn it up. That's Tom Telesco on developing the roster. Even young players who aren't on the 53 on the practice squad, all for a reason. Developing the players, familiarity, so they're ready to play when you need them. This guy's ready to go every year. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee's been with me for over 20 years because he's transparent. He has a website, ParamountSports.com, with results. So at least you know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a pro's pro. Lee, good to have you back for another year. I always appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on. You're the number one host in the country, and we've been doing it. How many years have we been on together now, JT?
I was telling Bobby it's got to be over 20.
Yeah,
it's got to be 22, 23 years. And, again, it's about one of the big things about you. You do this in your college and pro, and you do UFC, but you're transparent, and people want to know. If you get it wrong, you're going to be accountable, and if you get it right, it's our job to let everybody know when you're getting it right, but you got to be transparent if you're not getting it right.
Absolutely. Anyone who doesn't have their results listed or where they can be attained, you want to stay away from them. And I gotta keep doing this till Miami Hurricanes or my Dolphins make it into a championship game or win a Super Bowl. So I'm not quitting anytime soon.
Definitely not. All right, let's begin. Penn State -8.5, West Virginia, Morgantown. This is a tough place to play. This is a big-time game, big-time opener, big-boy football. I think Penn State's the better team, but, you know, you go into a game like this, how difficult could it be for a team that, other than a spring game and a couple of inter-squad scrimmages here, we don't know what they got?
Well, it's like big brother and little brother. Penn State's controlled the series. They went 49 of 60 games. Drew Aller, the quarterback, can't beat the big teams. We're talking about Ohio State's, and this year it'll be Oregon. But he sure just does a number on the average and poor teams. I mean, they won every game last year except for one by more than 17 points. In the game against West Virginia, he threw for 325 yards and 3 touchdowns. They were a 20-point favorite and covered 23 points here. So I like Garrett Green. I think West Virginia is going to come on, but people think of this great home field advantage. Not the case. In fact, they're 6-7 as a home dog under Neil Brown. Not so fast. I like Penn State 31-20.
Penn State wins and covers the spread. Let's go to one of your teams, Miami, -2.5 against Florida, the Gators. What a big boy game here, too. You'd like to see these teams kind of get the juices flowing, play 5, 6, 7 weeks down the road here. Pressure, packed game. We've been waiting for Miami and the recruiting to catch up with the legend of the name and the great players that have played before. Feels like Florida has nothing to lose in this game. How do you see it, Miami, -2.5?
Mario Cristobal is going to be staying around. I mean, they owe him too much money. He is recruiting. I mean, he's building from the inside out. This is a coach that's brought on some really good linemen. In fact, they're top 12 on the offensive and defensive line based on my ratings. Florida, 28th offensive line, 42nd defensive line. I mean, they are just not the same Florida team they've been in the past. A lot of their better players have transferred out. Florida's head coach, Billy Napier, I call him Sunbelt Billy. He doesn't win this game. I think he's done. The over-under on the wins for them this year is 4.5. They lose this game. They have the toughest schedule in the country. So to go in there, you got to have the big boys. Miami has it up front. Probably their best quarterback since Vinny Testaverde.
Wow.
Maybe even Gino Toretta. Cam Ward is the real deal. He just didn't have the horses at Washington State. Graham Mertz is going to have to throw on first down and be on fire to beat this Miami team. I'm talking about he's going to have to go 20 for 25, and Miami might have to turn the ball over three times for them to win here. I'm taking Miami here. The right team is favored, Miami 31-24.
Yeah, the spread's closer than, you know, it's closer than I thought there. I like Miami in this game for all the reasons you said, and especially the experience they have in the trenches. Here's another big game. Dabo always says he doesn't want to live and die in the portal. You come to Clemson because you want to play in the biggest games and win. Well, every other team is jumping in and out, and Georgia has had the best players in college football the last 5 years, if not more. This is another huge game. Georgia, heavy favorite, 13.5 in Atlanta against Clemson.
Well, what does it tell you about Georgia, which has won back-to-back titles, and they're willing to go through the transfer portal to find the right kids? If you look at just starters returning, Georgia has 14, Clemson has 13. You're thinking the game is kind of close here. But you add three starters, which they did on offense, Trevor Etienne from Florida, tight end from Stanford, Trevor Urosik, and also Miami wide receiver Colby Young. It's like having 17 returning starters here. They're also 19-9 in neutral site games, and they have the number four special teams in the country. And Clemson special teams, not so special, number 107. Dabo is blowing a gasket. He's not taking the transfer kids, not even taking incoming calls on his weekly call-in show here. He has lost it here. Kate Klubnik's not the guy. He's just maybe a shade better than DJ Ugalele, who we ran off here. I like Georgia, 30-13.
Yeah, this is a statement game for Georgia. I think Clemson, you're right, there's a lot of instability around the program there. I thought Dabo is one step closer coming to the NFL, you know, with the way this program looks now. Still a good program, good players there, but I think Georgia's the much better team. I will be in the building Sunday. I'm coming back to get into this building to see LSU and SC. This game's been made 5 years ago. We had the bowl director, the executive director of the game in studio with us yesterday. Tell us how to get this game. I know you have some information on the LSU side. LSU, clearly a team, a powerful team here. But SC, they got bigger and stronger in the offseason. You look at their social media, they got some mountain men on the offensive and defensive line, but they don't have Caleb Williams. I wonder how this game plays out. How do we get it?
Yeah, it should be a fun game. Two third-year coaches looking to turn the corner, possibly get in the college football playoff. You want to get it for free. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. We'll give them the LSU-USC game on me. 800-400-9741. It's my 31st year. We've won 29 out of 30 years. If you want to hop on board, this is the time. We have our first 40 to 50 unit major wager best bet in 7 years, and we're 65-23 on these games. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
First five, get it for free, ParamountSports.com. Talk to you next week. Lee, have a great Labor Day.
You too, buddy. Take
care.
Lee
Sterling. He'll be in the slot every week. So right here, right, Bobby? Right in the slot, we do him, Lee, every Thursday at 12:45. Looking forward to that. And he gives you all those games. Gave you three games for free. Obviously, as a business, if you want to do business with him, call the number or go to ParamountSports.com. Wow. USC, LSU. Line opened up, LSU -6.5. Now sharp money on SC. It's down to LSU -4.5. So from what I've heard, some of it on the record, some of it off the record, LSU's coming into this town with big, big, big money. I'm talking ridiculous money. So I'm talking about whatever they want. They're going into that building with the best seats in the house, in an NFL Allegiant Stadium, everything but caviar in their pockets. They're coming in with cash. As the great philosopher Randy Moss once said, straight cash, homie. So LSU is going to be all over Vegas starting now. Wherever you go, Resorts World. Matter of fact, let's give a shout-out to Resorts World, proud partner of the show. We're fired up about Resorts World as they're the host hotel for this event. They do an unbelievable job. We got Kevin Hart taking over, which is one of the best, if not best, comedian in the world. So he's taking over there for a takeover of the property there. All their restaurants, the pool, their activations, everything we do. And hey, how about this? Resorts World, the official home of Thursday night football with our show. So if you're looking for a spot on Thursday night, go to Doghouse Saloon. I work a double on Monday, Thursday's my night to go down there. So if you're coming into Vegas or if you're a local, it's Thursday night football at Doghouse Saloon. Great place to watch the games. Live entertainment after the game. They have the sports book, drink and food specials. So meet me at Doghouse Saloon inside Resorts World for Thursday night football. All right, when we come back, be a good last hour of the show. I'm excited about this hour. We'll have Bill Krakenberger, who's going to join us, and Mike Pritchard coming up here at 105, and he'll dive into Gardner Minshew, the quarterback, and some of the things that he thinks he does well, other teams that are things that are a question mark. I'll try to fit in this 12 personnel on what Luke Getsy's doing. Mike was a great player. I mean, what an elite college football player, an elite high school football player here in Vegas, a very good radio host. The work that he does is fantastic, and I consider him a great friend. And Mike tells us the truth. So Mike will jump in, and I don't know what he's going to say. I didn't want to know because he's so good. I want to hear what he has to say about the Raiders and how they're going to look. So that's coming up here in a few minutes as we continue on. All right, and anybody else we have to thank? Oh, we have to thank big one. Got to thank a big one here, Tito's. Tito's has never been with me until this year. Tito's Handmade Vodka, one of the great American success stories, the legend of Tito's, that first distillery, that first one, and what they've done building a global empire in and around Austin and everywhere you go. My go-to vodka, Tito's Handmade Vodka.